At 6:06, it is clear, 59 degrees in Tulsa, looking for a high today of 88. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The pending layoffs at American Airlines here in Tulsa will have a ripple effect on our economy. The executive director of the Oklahoma Aerospace and Defense Alliance is Mary Smith, and she says aerospace is one of the largest industries in the state.
Agriculture and energy being the other two. Approximately 143,000 jobs in the state. That's about one in 10 of us that have something to do with the industry.
Smith says the supply chain and just not aerospace companies will feel the impact of the layoffs at American. Well, we continue this morning to follow the bouncing decimal point on the gasoline price sign. This morning, regular unleaded in Tulsa is up to $3.65 a gallon. That's about a dime increase per gallon overnight. Tulsa welcomes mental health professionals from across the country for the National Zero Mental Health Symposium today through Friday at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's Mental Health Association's Mike Mroz says this year the symposium also serves as Mental Health America's annual conference.
There's a lot of really interesting creative ideas coming right out of the heartland and right out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, out of Oklahoma City, across the state. And so we thought it was time to show off our city and our state, show what we're doing, and learn from others.
The focus this year is on housing support. Broken Arrow has a new city manager this morning. Tom Morton, the interim city manager in Greenville, North Carolina, was selected last night for the job. He replaces Dave Wooden, who got caught up in the Indian casino flap at BA. Meanwhile, in Owosso, Rodney Ray will keep his job. At least one city councilor had called for his ouster, saying that Owosso has outgrown Ray's leadership. The Tulsa Public Schools will raise the old Barnard Elementary School site. A three-alarm blaze earlier this month gutted the school. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard is worried about that building sitting vacant.
We know that it is a very unsafe, unsound structure at this point. We also know that there has been a lot of interest in that site. And in fact, we have had people who have tried to enter the premises and comb through to get some artifacts.
A fence has been put up around the building, and a security guard is now posted on the site around the clock at 17th and South Lewis. A true blue celebration last night in the Kendall-Whittier neighborhood. The University of Tulsa treated the community to a dinner last evening. About 1,200 people turned out. The TU campus is adjacent to the Kendall-Whittier neighborhood. A new span over the railroad tracks will provide access to the rapidly growing arts and entertainment area in downtown Tulsa. The Boulder Avenue Bridge is scheduled to be completed before the end of the year, and that's good news to businesses in the area. Sydney Smith is with the Chow House and says it is a way to avoid long waits at the railroad crossings. And she says that should boost business.
Especially with the bridge going over the train tracks, that limits people getting trapped by the train and having to wait. So it's immediate access.
A grand reopening for the bridge is only a few weeks away. The bridge was closed several years ago, since being condemned by engineers as unsafe for traffic and pedestrians. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm today. There is an elevated fire threat. We will have a high this afternoon of 88. Tonight, clear and mild, 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and nice, 87 for an afternoon peak. On Friday, a slight chance of some rain in 86. And the weekend, looking super both days with highs in the 70s. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 610, it is clear in 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.